Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Buck Brief. Roma Duravi, our guest for this one. She is the founder and principal of Duravi Strategies and a former deputy White House communications director under former President Trump, who may be President Trump again. Roma, let's start with that. I think you and I are going to just agree. So I'll skip though. Do you think Nikki Haley should drop out? Because, you know, she's not going to win. So, yeah, Nikki Haley should drop out. What's the point of her staying in at this stage, as you see it? I mean, having looked at this from the strategic comms perspective.
Look, there's really no point in her staying in much longer other than the fact that she would look like she's kind of tailing DeSantis had she dropped out immediately after he did, kind of following Big Brother's footsteps in that one. So maybe that's why she's staying in. But from a political perspective and a career stance on her end, she's already proven herself. She's already taken the debate stage multiple times. You know, she had a very good, strong start on the first debate in Milwaukee. I was there watching in person, and I think the audience liked her that night. So it's not like she really needs to keep going. And frankly, I would go as far to say as her own talking points and her own messaging has shifted to a place that is not going to help her. So I would urge them to be realistic and, you know, end on a high note, if you could call it one still, and bow out, because it really is not going to help her in her career. She doesn't need to stay in for that at this point. And it's only going to hurt the party. It's only going to hurt the Republicans as a whole if we don't start now banding ourselves together.
Now, you know the people that are in Trump's immediate orbit well, and I know you talk to those folks and have contact with them on a regular basis. What should people know? What can people know right now about the team that he's building and has in place, around him for this 2024 election cycle? You know, just for people that are wondering, like, how is it going to be the same? How is it going to be different from previous election cycles for Trump? Like, what insights can you give us on that?
He really has a great team around him this time. You know, he's diverted back to what I would call the Trump Tower 2016 point of view. And I was there actually in Trump Tower working for him in 2016. It was a great group of people. Everyone was extremely focused on one initiative, and that was getting Donald Trump in the White House. Everyone that is with him right now is focused on that. And on top of it, he has a tremendous legal team that is fighting day in and day out the absolute insanity of Democrats dragging him into the courtroom through this entire political timeline of a primary race. So I would say the American people can be very confident in the team that he has around him. It's diverse, but it also is a lot of the original people that were with him day one back in 2015. So there's a great group. You have a lot of DeSantis defectos that had worked for him on his first race running for governor and know him well and chose not to ever work for him again. So just take that with a grain of salt. But I think President Trump has a great team with him, a lot of really strong advisors, and it shows. It shows in his speeches. It shows in his strategy. And I don't think anyone can ignore that, except for maybe the mainstream media.
You're mentioning, well, at least I think, referring to Susie Wiles, right, who had run DeSantis's gubernatorial campaign the first time around. And now is she the chairman of the Trump campaign, or she's in a senior role? She's basically running it, right?
She's one of the campaign directors, yeah. And she was definitely heavily involved with DeSantis in his run for governor. But there's quite a few staffers that were also on his team back then and are on Team Trump and have been for quite a few years now. So it's not necessarily a new switch. There's not this jump back and forth from one pond to the other. They really have made the decision that they're putting America first, which is what President Trump is doing. You know, for all intents and purposes, he could have left and said, I gave you guys an amazing 4 years. I did so much for America. No one in the White House, certainly not my team, would have blamed him for going to private life and spending time with his family and saying, I will maybe play kingmaker and decide who's going to take my place. He didn't do that. He cares too much about America, and he's willing to make so many sacrifices for not just his own life, but his family's life, their business that he built, you know, all of this in order to get this country back on track.
And how's he doing? And I saw him at Mar-a-Lago a few months back. You know, we sat down with him for an hour on radio and we hung out a little bit afterwards. He gave us all vanilla milkshakes, which honestly, I hadn't had a vanilla milkshake in years. It was delicious. I'd forgotten. He just decided where he's like, Clay, Buck, vanilla milkshakes for our wives, too. You know, our wives were there. But how's he doing with all this legal stuff? You know, as you and I sit here talking, there's like a lawsuit in New York. He's got all the criminal trials. You know, what's his mindset like?
He's doing great. He really, like I said, has a really strong group, a legal group around him that is taking care of a lot of this fight so he can remain focused on the political battle. But he's in such great spirits. I mean, the man is the Energizer Bunny. I've said that a million times on your show. He is always the one that everyone is trying to keep up with. And he's having a great time. I mean, he has become DJT. He is quite literally walking around Mar-a-Lago with an iPad playing music, and he's so good at it. So I would say he's in great spirits. He's very confident. The campaign is very confident about where they're at right now, and they should be. The polls are only going up. And what you see from these legal battles is that the Democrats' strategy to attack him is actually hurting themselves. So tale as old as time, my grandmother used to say, you point a finger at someone and there's three pointing back at you. That's what the Democrats are doing with Donald Trump. And it really is coming back to bite them.
I want to come back and ask you about what it's like to work in not just a White House, a Trump White House, which I think is its own thing. And Get some of your insights on that one, and also how you think we're shaping up against Joe Biden. But from our sponsor here for a second, do you feel prepared? With everything going on in the country, do you find yourself thinking about self-defense, home protection, and financial protection more than ever? One form of financial protection is diversification. Gold has often been used to protect assets against inflation. It's a global reserve asset. Countries are buying massive amounts of gold as a hedge against inflation. It's time to help protect yourself and invest in gold. Stop thinking things are going to get better. You need to look out for yourself. You need to look out for your family. My friends at the Oxford Gold Group will help you understand why you need gold in your 401k or why you should have gold on hand. It's simple, and the Oxford Gold Group is there to help. Visit oxfordgoldgroup.com/free. That's oxfordgoldgroup.com/free, and you can get the free investment guide, or if you want to go right away, I suggest it, go get your precious metals purchase up and running. You can get up to $2,500 in free gold depending on your purchase. OxfordGoldGroup.com/free. That's OxfordGoldGroup.com/free. Roma, let's start with Joe Biden. I know that we can sit here and he's so old, he's so decrepit, he's bad at being president. Like, again, you and I are going to see that the same way. What worries you about Trump v. Biden in terms of getting the outcome that we want here, which is another 4 years of Trump? Like, what are the concerns you see either from a campaign or just election day perspective that make you think, yeah, Joe Biden may be awful, but it's not a sure thing that Trump is going to win?
Well, I would say that nothing is ever a sure thing, but I am very, very confident, overwhelmingly confident that this is not going to be a tough fight for us, and that President Trump will be back in that White House come, you know, this time next year. So when it comes to fighting against Joe Biden, there are really two things that you need to pay attention to. Number one are the lies coming from himself and his team. And number two are the lies coming from the mainstream media who cover for them. So that really is the hardest part about going up against them, because unfortunately, you know, the average American, especially in the digital era that we live in today, they're scrolling on their phone, they're looking at the headlines. Sometimes they don't even realize that they're reading an opinion piece. They think that it's a news article when in fact it's written by, you know, someone on the Biden payroll who's, you know, written a ridiculous headline in his favor that is a lie. So those things are really difficult to go against. It really is finding a way to combat that narrative. But I believe that, you know, Trump has done a really amazing job at doing that over the last 7 years. And I think they'll continue to do it in a number of ways, talking directly to the American people that he does every day, regardless of if a judge is trying to give him a gag order or not. He also utilizes the press in a way that we have not seen anyone do in our lifetime. He talks to everybody from local radio to national TV, shows like you that are streaming, and everything in between. So he knows how to get right to the American people. He really is his best surrogate. So you and I talked offline about, you know, who are Trump's surrogates. At the end of the day, all of the people around him, they're helping, of course. But Donald Trump is his own best surrogate. And the American people want to hear directly from him, just as they have for the last 7 years. So you'll continue to see that. But we really do need to focus on having as many voices, as many of those good surrogates out there as possible in order to combat those lies that are coming from the left. Because if you don't talk to your neighbors, if you don't talk to your family members and your friends, they're going to read things and just take it as fact. That's just the digital world that we're in right now. So we have to pay attention to those things and really explain and know the policy and know the real reasoning of what is reality versus what they're just spewing out on the left side of the media.
So would you go back, Roma? I know you worked in the first Trump White House on the communication side. I'm sure that's like a lot of jobs in D.C. that are interesting. You see cool stuff, you learn cool stuff, but there's also particular stresses and you can get worn down with it. I'm sure the Trump White House, there was more of a sense of being besieged than you would have in certainly a Democrat or even a more, you know, traditional Republican White House. Would you go back?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If President Trump calls, you answer and you say yes, because you know that his agenda is one for the American people. And I had such an amazing time working for him the first time around. It's such a blessing. Like you said, it's a lot of work. It's little sleep. It's little pay. But there's a reason that they call you public servants, civil servants. You are there to quite literally serve the American people. And so it's a sacrifice that I would definitely be willing to make again. And, you know, the work that we did was life changing. And, you know, hopefully one day my children will see that, my future children will see that that is going to change the entire world for the better. You know, one more thing I'll just add is that I do come from a family of immigrants. And right now on the world stage, it is terrifying to see what Joe Biden is doing not only to our country, but to the Middle East. And
immigrants,
you know,
from where, if you would tell the audience, because I know you, but they don't know, your family immigrated from?
Yes, of course. So my father is from Iran. He's Persian. And my mother is Egyptian and Yugoslavian. And so all of these areas are, you know, have their own issues. And so when you look at a Biden presidency and you look at a Trump presidency, I mean, year one, my father was crying on Christmas because Trump moved the embassy to Israel. Those are the types of things that you have in stark contrast to the war in Israel today. And so there really is no comparing that and explaining that without saying, yes, I'm willing to go back and get us into a more peaceful place in this world.
Can I ask you, I mean, I know Roma personally, and you're a nice person. I mean, you're strong in your defense of Trump and your beliefs. So I'm not asking you to trash anybody, but I'm just wondering, you formerly worked in the White House with Alyssa Farah, who's over at The View now. And so Clay and I will come across these clips on The View. I'm just wondering, were you surprised when Alyssa decided to go full Democrat and decide that she would repudiate working for Trump and turn against him in that way? Or did you have some sense of it when you were in the White House that maybe this wasn't going to work out?
You know, Buck, I had no sense of it in the White House. She was very loyal.
Wow.
She frankly was a good boss and was great at delegating. I had plenty of authority to, you know, act and do my role as needed. So it was a shock, I will say, when she departed. It was even more of a shock to see her on TV, on CNN, her first appearance. And since then, it really is just disheartening to watch some of the things that she's saying on TV, because she really is a different person than she was 3 years ago.
I saw her at the White House a couple of times, and I feel like she was so, you got the sense that she was proud to be there, and just the full turnaround. I was just wondering how that, you know, it's funny because there are some people like on the CIA side, I can tell you, who I knew and then became so senior that they became the kind of people, you know, the director, the deputy director, and everyone goes, oh my gosh, that guy is such a lib. And I knew that, right? Like it wasn't a surprise. I knew that when they were working at the CIA, like these people were not good at hiding it, but that's a different thing, right? I was surprised to see some of the way that there have been really these kind of turncoat situations coming out of the Trump White House. But anyway, I'm sure it was a...
I mean, I'll just say this, Clay. I think it's unfortunate to see not
I'm
just
Buck.
Her,
Clay
but...
Is the, like, Clay other... is the other guy. I gotta... You're not
no,
even talking
Buck. Did
you just
call Clay?
Me... This is only Buck on the podcast. The Clay is on the radio show with me, but this is great. No, I love that. It's all right. I do it too. Keep going.
Blame Fox. They kept me up till
yeah,
2 in the
happens.
Morning. I will say though, it's not surprising. And I do see a slight positive to the fact that she and other people have come out against Trump. Why? Because in our first term in the White House, we had people who were leaking. We had people who had hidden agendas. And I, as at the time, was the director of broadcast media before being promoted. And my role was to make sure that everyone we were putting out in the media had one agenda, and that was to further President Trump's agenda for the American people. That didn't always happen. But since then, those people who did have their own agenda have since come out with books. They've since gone on talk shows. They have their own very, very public narrative. So they've made themselves known. There's no longer hiding it. And so the second term will be true fighters, true believers, 100%. There will not be bad apples, you know, floating throughout the place like there might have been before. And I think it really will end up helping us get even more done than we were able to accomplish the first time.
I'm going to ask you for a 2024, a specific 2024 prediction, Roma. And don't worry, if you're right, I'll bring you back after the election and you can, we talk about it right. If you're wrong, nobody will remember. But I'm going to ask you for a specific prediction about 2024. We come back. But a lot of us are struggling to keep up with everyday bills. As you know, things are really expensive these days. If you own a home, call my friends at American Financing. Interest rates have dropped into the fives, the lowest they've been in a long time. And they're saving their customers an average of $854 a month by tapping into their home's equity and wiping out high interest credit card debt. $854 a month. That's like a $10,000 raise. Credit card interest rates are insane, and most of us are carrying a balance from the holidays, so now's a great time to get on this. Call American Financing and take care of that today, and you may not have to make February's mortgage payment if you call today. 866-890-9392. That's 866-890-9392. AmericanFinancing.net. That's the website. Go to AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. APR rates in the five start at 6.406% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 866-890-9392 for details about credit costs and terms. Roma, Trump's going to win. Are we also going to win the House and the Senate?
Yes. Yes, we will. There are so many really exciting races right now, Buck. It's not just the presidency, it's the grassroots too.
And if you become, I don't know, White House press secretary or senior or White House advisor or something again, you're going to give Carrie and me a tour, right? Special White House tour. We can put you down for this.
I will give you a tour myself the first week we're in that building.
There we go. Love to hear it. It will be a great time of celebration. Let's hope we get there, though. I think it's going to be it always is, right? A presidential election. It's quite a brawl.
Lots of work and lots of prayer, and I know you're going to be there
right with him. Roma Duravi, Duravi Strategies. Great work on Fox, by the way. I've been seeing some of your hits. Thanks for being here, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Good to see you back.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2t.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.